STR Podcasts and Radio are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
Okay, we have a new challenge for you today. Happy New Year, by the way. Here's the challenge. Early human embryos sometimes split into two and become twins. Some of these will even recombine to form one human embryo again. So, since individual human life isn't established until sometime after the first few weeks of life, both abortion and embryonic stem cell research are morally permissible during this time. Okay, so do you see what they're saying here? They're saying is that sometimes you have a human embryo that splits into two identical human embryos. And of course, this is what happens when you have identical twins. And usually, those identical twins will just continue to grow and you'll have twins when your kids are born. However, sometimes when that one embryo splits into two, those two embryos recombine to form a single embryo again. And then you only have one person. And so they're kind of like, well, wait a minute, you know, is there one, is there two, what's going on? Obviously, since you don't have a clear understanding of when individual human life occurs, we can say that abortion or embryonic stem cell research can be done at that stage, which occurs in the first 2 weeks usually. So after the first 2 weeks, twinning and recombination aren't possible any longer. Now there's no question that this is certainly a very puzzling, very interesting thing to scientists, and a lot of people aren't sure as to what's really going on here. Now I want to offer just two responses to this particular challenge. And the first is this. I've made this case in other STR Place videos, and that is that the unborn from the moment of conception is a full human being. It's a whole human organism. And this is provable from the science of embryology. The unborn is alive, it's separate and distinct from its mother's body, and it's a human type of being. And again, this is provable simply from the science of embryology, and I've made this case elsewhere, so I'm not going to really rehash it right now. But here's the important point. All of that evidence that the unborn from the moment of conception is a full human being, a whole human organism, all of that evidence applies to the embryo before twins, it applies to both embryos after twinning, and it also applies to the embryo after those two twins recombine, if they do so. In other words, you have whole, individual human beings at all three of those stages, whether it's before twinning, after twinning, or after recombination. We're talking about whole human living organisms. And just like Nicole Sanderson pointed out, and this is one of the comments that I liked, was that if you kill the human embryo before twinning, well then you've killed one human being. If you kill the two embryos after they've twinned, well then you've killed two human embryos, two human beings. And if you kill the one embryo after those two twins have recombined, well then you kill a single human being. In other words, whether or not there are one or two human beings might be in question for a brief period of time, for about 2 weeks. But we can all agree that there's at least one human being that's being killed, at the very least, at any point in that whole process. And of course, killing that one human being is a bad thing. And here's a second response I want to offer to this challenge. Just because a human embryo has the potential to twin and become two, it doesn't follow logically then that the embryo prior to twinning was not a whole human organism, was not a whole human being. Let me give you an example. Take a flatworm. A flatworm is a very small worm, but if you cut it in half, the head will grow a new tail, and the tail will grow a new head. And which, of course, this produces two individual flatworms. But does the fact that you can split a flatworm in half and if it produces two other flatworms somehow mean that there wasn't a complete, unique flatworm at the beginning? No, of course not. Just because it can twin, it doesn't mean there wasn't an original that was there that we can identify as a complete flatworm. There's actually even a better example, and this is something that Sam Harper mentioned in his comments when he was quoting, I think it was Richard Wenberg, and that is this. It's technically possible to clone a human being. And cloning is actually a form of twinning. It's actually called somatic cell nuclear transfer. I mean, of course, the name isn't relevant, but it's the same process that they used when they cloned Dolly the sheep, which is the first animal to be successfully cloned. So here's how you clone somebody. Imagine, for example, that I wanted to clone myself. Let's just say I thought as highly of myself as Brett Kunkel thinks of himself, you know, and thinks that there should be more of him. okay? And so I want to clone myself because of this need. And so here's what I would do. I would take a cell from my skin or from my body, anywhere from my body, and I would take out the nuclear material, the genetic contents that are in any one of my cells. Of course, there's 46 chromosomes there. I take that nuclear material, I take a woman's egg that's had its nucleus removed, so all her genetic contents have been removed. And then I take my genetic contents, put it inside an egg. I could then stick it inside a woman's uterus. Well, not me personally, but it could be done, you know, scientifically and surgically, of course. And then we give a little stimulation, and that cell, that zygote, which now has 46 chromosomes, will grow into a genetic duplicate, a clone or a twin of me. Of course, it'll be much younger than me, but it'll have all of my genetic material. That's how you clone someone, and that's a form of twinning. But here's the point. Does the fact that I can take myself and twin myself or clone myself mean that I was not a complete whole human being prior to my twinning or prior to my cloning? No, of course not. It doesn't follow that simply because I can become two that I wasn't one before. By the way, even if twinning and recombination were to somehow prove that individual human life doesn't begin until after the first 2 weeks, this wouldn't in any way affect, or this wouldn't in any way make abortion morally permissible, because most abortions, in fact the vast majority of them, occur after the first 2 weeks. And of course that's a big if, but I've already shown that twinning and recombination don't in any way invalidate the claim that we have a unique whole human being prior to that process. Well, that's it. It was a short answer, but we'll catch you next time on the next challenge. See you then.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts and radio program are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.